AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Health officials say the number of coronavirus cases over the past 7 days has jumped by more than 40%, with more than 80% of the nation's counties showing increases. The Delta variant accounts for the vast majority of cases, and most of those cases are among people who have not been vaccinated. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeffrey Zients says vaccinations are finally showing an increase.
Over the past 24 hours, we've recorded 864,000 vaccinations, the highest in a day since July 3rd. And importantly, 585,000 first shots. That's the highest since July 1st.
Two states make up some 30% of the new cases, Florida and Texas. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has asked Governor Greg Abbott to allow local school officials to decide on whether students should wear masks in school.
I believe in-person learning is the best way to keep children on track. But with the increase in the positive cases and hospitalizations, our schools need to be a safe place for our children, staff, and educators, and we need to give them all the tools that they need.
That tape from KTRK. President Biden signs an executive order this afternoon calling on automakers to increase mileage and lower emissions on 2026 model year cars. Before that, the president talked about the passing of AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka.
He wasn't just a great labor leader. He was a friend.
Trumka died today at 72. Biden says his order will include a goal of up to half the cars sold by 2030 to be electric vehicles.
I'm signing an executive order setting out a target of 50% of all passenger vehicles sold by 2030 will be electric and set into motion an all-out effort.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 14,000 to 385,000. This is AP News. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, as he recovers from a breakthrough infection of the coronavirus, says he has urged former President Donald Trump to tell his followers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The South Carolina senator calling it the antidote to the virus that's wreaking havoc on our hospitals. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is not political to us, nor should it be political. And certainly, Senator Graham has a constituency, and we think it's great that he's out there talking about the impact of the vaccine, even while we wish him a speedy recovery.
For the third time since 2008, Venezuela's central bank is lopping zeros off the highest monetary denomination, reducing the 1 million Bolivar note to 1 Bolivar. The devaluation follows continued hyperinflations. Currently, a 5-liter bottle of water costs 7.4 million bolivars. That's about $1.84. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.